If any ever did try this old saying that a king's word was more than another man's oath, I most humbly beseech your majesty to verify it in me, and to remember your last promise and my last demand that I not be condemned without answer and due proof, which it seems that now I am, for that without cause proved I am by your counsel from you commanded to go unto the Tower, a place more wanted for a false traitor than a true subject, which though I know I deserve it not, yet in the face of all this realm appears that it is provide, which I pray God I may die the shamefulest death that ever any died afore, if I may mean any such thing. And to this present hour I protest afore God, who shall judge my truth, whatsoever malice shall devise, that I neither practiced, concealed, nor consented to anything that might be prejudicial to your person in any way, or dangerous to the state by any means. And therefore I humbly beseech your majesty to let me answer afore yourself, and not suffer me to trust your counsellors, yea, and that afore I go to the Tower, if it be possible, if not afore I be further condemned, howbeit I trust assuredly your highness will give me leave to do it afore I go, for that thus shamefully I may not be cried out on as I now shall be, yea, and without cause. Let conscience move your highness to take some better way with me than to make me be condemned in all men's sight afore my desert known. Also, I most humbly beseech your highness to pardon this, my boldness, which innocence procures me to do, together with the hope of your natural kindness, which I trust will not see me cast away without desert, which what it is I would desire no more of God but that you truly knew, which things I think and believe you shall never by report know unless by yourself you hear. I have heard in my time of many cast away for want of coming to the presence of their prince, and in late days I heard my lord of Somerset say that if his brother had him suffered to speak with him, he had never suffered, but the persuasions were made to him so great that he was bought in belief that he could not live safely if the admiral lived, and that made him give his consent to his death. Though these persons are not to be compared to your majesty, yet I pray God that evil persuasions persuade not one sister against the other, and all for that they have heard false report and not hearkened to the truth. Therefore, once again, kneeling with humbleness of my heart, because I am not suffered to bow the knees of my body, I humbly crave to speak with your highness, which I would not be so bold to desire if I knew not myself most clear, as I know myself most true. And as for the traitor Wyatt, he might peradventure write me a letter, but on my faith I never received any from him. And as for the copy of my letter sent to the French king, I pray God confound me eternally if ever I sent him word, message, token, or letter by any means, and to this my truth I will stand into my death. I humbly crave but only one word of answer from yourself. Your highness most faithful subject that have been from the beginning and will be to my end, Elizabeth.